Okay, we are up to Tehillim, Perach Chav Ches. This is the final Mizmar in a row that starts off with L'David. L'David Mizmar, L'David Elecha, right? This goes from Chav Dalet, Chav Hey, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches. Five in a row, starting off with L'David. So this Perach is a short Perach about David HaMelech asking Hashem, please be with me, don't turn away from me, similar to the previous Prakim. Listen to my tefillah, and I know you will always be with me, and I thank you for it, and watch over your people. Right? That's David HaMelech's message in this parak. So it seems like most of the parak is about personal. It's in singular. Hashem, you're with me. Lift me up. Protect me from Rishayim. Protect me from those who speak one way and act another way. Hashem always listens to my tefillah, so it sounds pretty personal. The last Pasuk is a very famous Pasuk, Hoshia Samechu Verechas Lachal Asecha. So you see there that it's not just personal, but davening for the Am. So maybe it's David HaMelech davening for himself, but then also taking upon himself the hat of king, and that's why he says Hoshia es Amecha, right? Daven for all of us. So the parak says, L'David Eilecha Hashem Ekrat. Hashem, to you I call. Tsuri Al Techrash Yimani. Tsuri, my rock. Do not turn away from me. Don't be silent from me. Pentech Hashem Yimeni, lest you do that, but imshalti im yardivar, then I'd rather be dead im yardivar if you are not with me. The Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Brachas, Darshan's Tsur, we call Hashem Tsur, but it could also be Tsayar, also be artist. Hashem is an amazing artist. The whole world is Hashem's blueprint. Adam Tsur Tsur Agabe Kosel, says the Gemara, Ve'ni Yachal Hatal Ba Ruach Neshama. A person draws something on the wall and he can't put into it spirit, life, craving, ubnei me'ayim, aval kadosh baruch hu tzar tzura beto tzura, umato baruch haneshama kirbayim ubnei me'ayim. He makes it alive. Hashem is its sayar. And not only of a person, but of the whole world. The whole world works, even just what we see, the earth's rotation every 24 hours, and then the moon's rotation around the earth, and then the earth and the moon's rotation around the sun, just little things that we realize how everything is set so perfectly. David HaMelech says, you are my rock. Shema kol tachanunai, listen to my voice. B'shavi elecha, when I call out to you, b'nasi yadai el dvir kachecha, when I lift up my hands, el dvir kachecha, to the dvir. Dvir is another word for base of Mikdash. David HaMelech here is alluding to l'chora the halacha of davening towards the base of Mikdash. El dvir kachecha, right? That's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, wherever you are in the world, all tefillahs have to end up going to Shamayim through the same spot. Wherever you are, the Gemara says there, Brachas Daf Lamed, based on the various psukim, Hayomid Bachutz La'aretz Yichaved Eslibo Keneged Eretz Yisrael, right? David towards Eretz Yisrael, Shneamar V'Espalu Elecha Derech Artzam, Hayomid Be'Eretz Yisrael Yichaved Eslibo Keneged Yerushalayim, Shneamar V'Espalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bacharta, Hayomid Yerushalayim Yichaved Eslibo Keneged Beis Hamikdash, Shneamar V'Espalu El Abayis Hazeh. Each one is reflected in a pasuk. Hayomid beBeis Hamikdash Yichaved Eslibo Keneged Beis Kodshi Hakadoshim Shneamar V'Espalu El Amakom Hazeh. Hayomid beBeis Kodshi Hakadoshim Yichaved Eslibo Keneged Beis Hakaporis. Hayomid Achoriya Beis Hakaporis. You're behind the Kodesh Kadoshim Davin towards the Kodesh Kadoshim. Nimsa, what comes out when everybody davens like this? Says the Gemara. Omid beMizrach Machzor Panav LaMayrav. BeMayrav Machzor Panav LaMizrach. BeDarom Machzor Panav LaTzafon. LaTzafon Machzor Panav LaDarom. Nimsu. Call Yisrael Machavnas Libam L'Makom Echad. Comes out that all Jews are directing and facing their heart in one to one spot, as the pasuk says, Talpiot Tel Shakol Pios Poneh Bo. We dive in towards one spot. There is a beautiful Mabit. The Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elokim, which has Shar HaTfilah. It has it's all about Tfilah and Shuva. Yashar Yisodos Shar HaTfilah and Shar HaTshuva. I think those are the three Sha'arim in the Mabit Beis Elokim, Tfila, Tshuva, and Yesodos. Yeah, those are the three. So in Shara Tfila, in the fifth parak, he says, V'inyin heyos ha-tfila nochach eretz Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. Why do we face in a certain direction? Hudavar ikari l'tfila. It's something basic in Tfila. And he says, you know why? Because when we face somewhere, it makes us think that we're actually talking to someone. When you talk to someone, you face them. So when we face Eretz Yisrael, because we're talking to Hashem, and Hashem is more present in Eretz Yisrael than anywhere else in the world. And it's more present in Yerushalayim than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And it's more present in the Beis HaMikdash. So facing a certain direction makes us remember, if we think about why we're facing, that we're facing talking straight to Hashem. That's what he says. Kibiyos Eretz Yisrael v'Yerushalayim u'Beis HaMikdash. Muchanim l'kabalas ha'tfila k'mo sha'amarti. Tzarech Adam is Palel Nochacham. You have to daven facing them. Lahakir v'lirmoz shum is Palel Akel Yizbarach. Hashochein b'mekomos hamuchanim ha'elu. Hashem rests in these spots. Ki ha mispalo b'tfilaso medaber lenochach. When we daven to you, second person. Ki ilu medaber emashchina. B'lezet zorach lafok panav el-makoma. And that's what he says. The ikar tefillah is in the Yurchas Baruch. That's why we say nochach, baruch atah, atah gibar, atah kadosh, atah chonein, ritzei modem anachnu lach. Ki medaber ishal chaveiro. She medaber lo panim apanim, like talking face to face. B'prat b'tfilas Yurchas. Shehu lenochach, and that's why we face, and that's what David HaMelech is saying. El devir kachecha, devir kachecha. There is an important comment of the Beis Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his Siddur. Right, he has a long hakdama to his Siddur, and he says there in Gimel Vav in Sulam Beis El. That's the hakdama of his Siddur. So he says here, if you daven, we daven towards, right, daven towards. Shelo yaspik zehar roshim b'haremez shana osim lezecher uledugma. Only Hecha Dolo Efshar. If we can be there, then we have to, you know, daven tours. Onas Patu Mikol Davar, Vehechrech Lo Yigune, Amnam Lo Yishubach, Velo Toala Kavana, Bimakom Shein Tainas Onis Gomer, Bishas Revach. Kav davening towards there is not going to help when there's no Tain of Ones. Velo Zed Sarach Koladam Yisrael, Lazos Belibo, Haskama Kavua, Utakua, Laalos Ladur Be'eret Yisrael. Right. You only daven towards Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin 300 years ago, when you can't get there. But if you can get there, you can't just daven towards. You have to go. And therefore, everybody has to make a haskama kavu, an acceptance in their heart, that whenever they can, they should go up. That was amazing in the 1700s when Eretz Yisrael was desolate and nothing was there. Imagine what he would say. What he would say today. So that's David HaMelech alluding here. He says, "B'shavi Elecha, listen to my tefillah when I lift up my hands in prayer." El devir kachecha, al tim shecheni im rishayim. Don't pull me. Don't judge me with rishayim. V'im poale oven dov rishol mimreyim. Don't let me be pulled, or don't let me be pulled. That's a better translation. Al tim shecheni im rishayim poale oven dov rishol mimreyim. Those that speak peace on the outside. But they have evil in their hearts. Here, David HaMelech is asking for help in his Avodas Hashem. He realizes that the Yetzer Hara is strong, and he realizes that nothing happens in life without tefillah. All hishtadlus requires tefillah as well, whether it's in Chinuch HaBanim, whether it's in Parnasa, whatever it is, whether it's in Avodas Hashem. We have to ask Hashem, what do we say before every Amida? Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach. Hashem, please open. What do you mean, Hashem, open my mouth? I'm opening my mouth to Hashem. No. Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Please help my mouth, open my mouth, and let me talk properly. Yufi Yageti Lasecha. We ask Hashem for help at the beginning of every tefillah. Right? That's the Gemara Nida, Daf Ayin Amabes, Ayin Aleph Am an Aleph in the Bavli, where the Gemara says, this Yisod, that everything in life needs both. Right? The Gemara asks it by three things. Mayasa Adam Yechka. What should a person do and become wise? Amar Lahem, Yar Bebi Yeshiva, Yemai Peschora. Right? He asks that you want to become wise, you have to sit and study. You have to sit and study. Amru Harbi also came lo hololahem. Many people did that. Didn't help. Eli yavakshu rachamim b'misha chachma shalom. Okay, you got to daven. You have to ask for rachamim for the one who's in charge of chachma. Ask for chachma. Shenemar ki Hashem yitein chachma b'pip da'asu tfuna. So the Gemara says, Maika mashlan, what's the chiddush? Tehabalo halo sagya. You can't have one without the other. You can't expect to become a talmid chacham if you're not sitting and you're not davening. Same thing with osher and something with children. Same thing with children. You have to work hard, have a melus, and then daven. And that's the recipe that we have for everything in life. But that's what David HaMelech is doing here, right? Of course, he's working hard in Avodas Hashem, but he also asks for divine help. Tein lohem, and what does David say? These people who are basically echad bepev, echad belev, as it said, they talk nicely on the outside, but evil on the inside, David says, punish them. Tein lohem kifa'alam, karoam alaleihem. Give them like their actions. Kima'aseh yadeihem, like they do. Tein lohem ashev gumulam lohem. Give them exactly what they do. And the Malbim's gonna say, what's the exact mida keneged mida for this, these people? Next pasuk. Ki lo yavinu apu'los Hashem. They don't understand what Hashem's actions. They'll ma'aseh yadav. Yerseim, destroy them below Yivneim, don't build them up. The Malbim said this is exactly Mita Kenegan Mita. They act Echad Pepev, Echad Balev, so nobody understands what they're doing, but they act for evil. Let them not understand what Hashem is doing. Let them think that Hashem is doing something positive for them, and really it's something negative for them. That's what the Malbim explains these psukim. Bikesh, she is shalim lahem Hashem mida kenegan mida. Kemo shehem dibru iti. Just like they spoke to me. Echad bepev, echad belev, v'ratzu laharososi, and they want to destroy me, ba'ofan shlo eidal shema oskim bazeh, they want to destroy me without my knowing that that's what they're doing, ken yedaber Hashem imahem, echad bepev, echad belev. Let Hashem do that with them. Im shegam hem lo yavino pulos Hashem, vel masi yadav, v'she yedam alahem shashem osik livnosam. Let Hashem, let them think that Hashem is building them, u'be'emes hu yasok laharososam, v'lo livnosam. And that's the onesh. That's the onesh, and that's the exact parallel that we have here. So that's what it said. Lo yavinu apulos Hashem. Right? They don't. And you might say, again, another pshat, the Radak says, lo yavinu. That's not their focus. Their focus is not on godly things. Einam misaskim, says the Radak, ba'avodas hakel. Ve'einam nostim libam lahavin. Kiim behevle ha'olam. They're just osek in this worldly stuff. Hashem, that's not me. She'im ischakmim umivinim aleihem. Thinking about Hashem, what Hashem does, thinking about godly topics and issues, that's part of Avodas Hashem. Lohavin chachbas ateva, looking at the world, ubi pu'ulosav, focusing on godly things. Right? The focusing on this worldly things, separate from Hashem, that is what they do. And that, interesting, is how the Sefer HaChinuch describes Avas Hashem. How are you mevatel avas Hashem? Right, avas Hashem, we have to try. We have to try to love Hashem and always think about Hashem. Is we know it's one of the six mitzvos tmidios that the Sefer HaChinuch says every minute. That's the chinuch in mitzvah 418. Tav yud ches. Shinitz tavino lahov as a makom barachu. We're commanded to love Hashem. Shenema v'yahavta as Hashem alokecha. What is the mitzvah? Shenachshov v'nisbonein. B'pikudav upulosav. Those are two things. Pikudav, his commandments, that's the Torah. Upulosav, his actions, that's the world. To focus on the world and his Torah, and enjoy it. And this is the Ava HaMechuyeves. And then he quotes through the Torah, Klomar Shim his bonus Batorah Tis Yashav HaAhava Belev Behechrach. It's obviously definitely going to happen, like we see by Avram Avinu. And then he says towards the end, this mitzvah applies to men and women. Va'over alzeh, this is the key line for us. V'koveya machshavosav b'inyanam agashmiyim. If somebody sets their mind, their anchor, what is their focus in life? In gashmi things. U'behevle ha'olam shelo l'shem shamayim. Rakl his aneg bohem levad. The focus of their life is cars or money or something physical. Not Hashem. That's, if I'm koveya a focus outside of Avodas Hashem, that's a bitel of Avas Hashem. O lahasik kavod olam hazeh, hakoyev halahagdol shemo, lolakvara bitel asezeh va'oncho gadol. This is, the oncho is gadol ma'od, because this is your setting, you're focusing on something that is not related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is a bitel of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem means focusing on everything in the context of Hashem. Doesn't mean you have to focus, just learn Torah and Ruchnius all day, but you have to just see everything in the context. See everything in the context of Avodas Hashem. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman, right, when he, and Halacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman, remember the story, when his Talmud came back from Chutz Laaretz, Rav Shlomo Zalman was never in Chutz Laaretz, his Talmud came back and said, Rebbe, hi, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, how was your trip? Did you see the skyscrapers? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he asked him, did you see the skyscrapers? And Talmud says, Rebbe, what? Why does the Rosh Yeshiva want to know about the skyscrapers? He said, did you see the skyscrapers? So he says, yes. So Shlomo Zalman says, do you know that I hold? And it's a question where we hold this way. But if you have two babies that are born at the exact same moment, 10 seconds before Shkia, one on the third floor and one on the 103rd floor, it could be that they're going to have their brisim, their britot, on two different days. Did you see the skyscrapers? For Shlomo Zalman, everything was Avodas Hashem. Right, seeing skyscrapers was Avodas Hashem. Everything was, and that's what this Mizmar David HaMelech is expressing, that these people, they're not focused on Avodas Hashem. They're not. They're focused on being evil, and therefore, please, Yair Sivalo Yivnim. Baruch Hashem Pasuk Vav. Blessed is Hashem Ki Shama Kol Tachnunai. He heard me. So what just happened here? David HaMelech was davening, and now he says Baruch Hashem, Hashem heard me. See, the Radak was saying this is B'derach Nevuah. David sees in the future that Hashem's going to hear him, and therefore he says, Baruch Hashem. Derech Nevuah, says the Radak. V'nosan hoda'a lakel sheshama tfilaso. V'chenaya, thank you Hashem for listening to my tefillah that didn't happen yet. But he's a Navi, he saw. He saw. Ba'achris yamav ha'isasiba me'ez Hashem. That's the Radak. If you look in the Me'iri here has a, as we know, a commentary on Tehillim. The Me'iri says here, Baruch Hashem, Lerov bitchono, hodala kel, ki'ilu nene letfilaso, o derech nevuah. The Meiri says, maybe it's nevuah, but or he says, it's just his bitachon. For rov bitchono, he knows Hashem's going to answer. Ki'ilu nene letfilato. He has such bitachon. And that reminds us of something that we mentioned a few prakim ago, because that's where the pasuk came up, Ashir el Hashem. Remember that pasuk? The thought of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, based on the pasuk earlier that we say at the end of Hodu. The Reb Chaim said, what happens if you know that's always going to happen, but it didn't happen yet? Says Reb Chaim, you can have bitachon about that, but you can't sing Shira until it actually happens. Right? Ani b'chastecha b'tachti. In your chesed, I have bitachon. I know it's going to happen. And therefore, yogel libi bishua secha. My heart is filled with joy. Ashira l'Hashem, but to sing to Hashem ki gam al alayis only once it happens. Only once it happens. That's why if you look in the Emek Bracha, the Bracha quotes on page Kuf Chav Dalet, he quotes from Reb Chaim this idea, and he says that's the pasuk in Tehillim, that you get a bitachon, but not shira. The Yishlayin, im yavo anavi b'shem Hashem, yomar Hashem, yasel yisol nis. O im yimsa mishah yelo bitachon gomer b'shem, bitachon shal mea achuzim, shebehechle yasel Hashem nis. Im roi lomar shira. So Reb Chaim says, no. Shira is only after it's done, but bitachon could say, you could say, oh, it's as if it was done to me, I feel it. And that's what David HaMelech says here. Baruch Hashem, kishama kal tachnunai. And then he says, uzi umagini, bo batach libi. Hashem is my strength, umagini, and my defense. Bo batach libi, in him, I have bitachon, v'ne'ezarti, and I am helped. Hashem is always with me, v'ya'aloz libi. And my heart is happy, but again, umishiri ahodenu. With my song, I praise him. Uh-oh. Right? What would Reb Chaim do with this? Right? It sounds like from here, right? Unless it's just b'derach nevuah, it's the Navi expressing what he sees. But remember, Reb Chaim said, until the salvation happens, maybe it shouldn't sing Shira. But here, it seems like umishiri ahodenu, that there is Shira. Hashem oz lamo. Hashem is oz. We've had a number of lashonos of strength. Uma'oz. Ma'oz. Hashem is my strength. Uma'oz yeshuos meshichahu. Right? He is anointed. Right, his anointed, right, the power, the ma'oz and the anointed, says the David HaMelech. If you look in the Mitzudis, v'chozek Yeshua's shel Mashiach, he says the chozek Yeshua's the strength of his Mashiach. The Das Mikra says Mashiach is for like l'Mashiach. He is strength for his anointed, which is me. Which is me, says David HaMelech. So he's talking in third person about Hashem as being the strength to him, and maybe he's saying the Mashiach to include other kings as well. Not just him, but all anointed kings Hashem is with. And finally, Hoshia Esamecha Uvarech Hazlach Lasecha. He ends off with generalizing it. Hashem, Hoshia Esamecha, please save your Am Uvarech Hazlach Lasecha and give a bracha to your Nachla. Ureim v'nasim ad olam. Please be with them forever. Ureim, lead them v'nasim and lift them up. It's a tefillah that Bnei Yisrael should always be lifted up. Always be lifted up. Hoshia Samech. Obviously, we'd say this in davening. If you look in Rabbi Pliskin's Sefer here in Tehillim, he says we know there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to say this pasuk whenever you're counting for a minion. Hoshia Samech. Olam. Okay, you have a minion. This is the pasuk. Why dafka? It has 10 words. Okay. But many pasukim have 10 words. But maybe this is also when you count Jews, you're basically giving a bracha to them. And not only giving a bracha to them, giving a bracha to all of the Am. Right. Hoshia Esamecha. We have to think about the words a little bit. Says the Rabbi Pliskin. There's a sense of celebration when the entire verse is finished. One word for each person. Now the prayers can begin. Those who use this verse to count have an opportunity to make the most of the experience. They are blessing the people who are present right now, together with the entire Jewish nation. Add mindfulness to the words that you are saying. This is not a meaningless substitute for numbers. Rather, it is an elevating blessing. And you're blessing the entire nation. We have to look for opportunities. More opportunity to recite this verse of blessing. He said, whenever you're counting, when you're sitting at table for 10, do Hoshia Esamecha, you get to give a bracha to the whole Am. Hoshia Esamecha. There were those, I think I saw B'Shem Rashi, that Vani Brov Chastecha, Ovo Visecha, Eshachava El Hecha Kachacha B'Yerosecha. That's also another pasuk that might be used. And also we had that in the, previously, at least part of it we had earlier. But again, this is the Rabbi Pliskin's comment that if we would just think about a little bit what we do to use this pasuk, it'll be powerful. We know that Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, he wrote the famous tune for Hoshiyas Amecha, Hoshiyas Amecha. What's amazing about that tune is that it's sung from Jews from right to left. You can look on, find videos online and see thousands of Chabad, Shlichim singing it, and you could have more to the right and more to the left and more in the middle, up top, not right, all different types of Jews, thousands of them singing this song, Hoshiyas Amecha. It's all sung in Simchas Torah. And that's, by the way, he was nifter during Corona and he left the tzava that I don't want any hespedim by the Levaya. I just want this song sung. And it's a little spooky, but you see, it's powerful. You see, the song is being sung, Hoshiyah es Amecha. Okay, we'll stop here.